I think we can all agree this is a good day for America. The world is safer. It is a better place because of the death of Osama bin Laden.
Well, our US reporter Dave Howard is at Ground Zero. That's the site of the World Trade Center attacks.
They're putting up a new skyscraper here to replace the two towers destroyed by Al-Qaeda in 2001. The last few days, though, the guys in hard hats have had to push through crowds with placards and stars and stripes flags just to get to work.
Oh, man, I love America, and it's a shame what happened 50 feet away from us. I'm Sean, I'm 21.
My name is Amber, I'm 16. Bin Laden got killed. He was the one that started all this fighting, and now it's finally coming to a close.
Michael Demo, Sergeant. I just joined the Marines when it all happened, and all the guys we've lost trying to get this done, it's about time, and it's time to, you know, finish it off.
That carnival atmosphere was Sunday night, when news of Bin Laden's death first came out. Speak to people here now, and they're still celebrating, but more quietly.
I'm Andrew, I'm 26, and I don't think it really changes anything on the ground. Fight's not over, there's just one less guy in it.
Many here realize that Bin Laden's death doesn't mean the end of Al-Qaeda, and that revenge attacks for his killing should be expected.
Anthony, I'm 25. Well, there's always threats against America, and America's never quit before, and we're just going to keep fighting until we can't fight any longer.